This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
The Zucker's guys are here, and they brought an amazing spread from Zucker's Bagels. I just put that up on my Instagram story. Want to see how tremendous they did today, all the stuff that they have out there. I knew it was torture for me because this thing I wanted, which was like the bacon, egg, and cheese on the bagel and the wrap, it was wrapped up tightly, and Boomer was out there, and he was in full-blown conversation with the Zucker's guys. And he was getting the salmon and the whole thing on the bagel. And I knew I had to leave to come in here because he was not going to. He was going to put the lox and the cream cheese and the bagel as his priority over the program. So I said, I got to come in here. So I'm going to sacrifice and I will wait till the next break to eat. So the big guy can fuel himself.
Hey, by the way, you know, don't bring it up because the people that work here probably don't know that this is here yet.
Well, it's not for them.
And now they're going to be listening, and now they're going to be flocking over here like that. Those birds of a feather pigeons that you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, but they'll be here a little bit later. It'll be fine. They know when we release the food, it is there.
I have to say, so if you are here in New York and you have never had like food from Zucker's, you haven't lived.
Yeah.
I mean, it is tremendous. And that spread out there may be one of the best spreads I think we've ever had here.
No, it is.
Jan the Meat Man brought a great spread.
Chubb's Meat
brought a great spread. This thing has got everything.
Yeah, there was another one too that was recent. Oh, was the Red Bulls. Remember the Red Bulls brought their chef?
Yeah, they brought the chef over, yes.
Yeah, that was another great one. I mean, they're really stepping things up. And they got like, you know, it's sometimes just the bagels and the cream cheese, which are the greatest. And they got like the bacon, egg, and cheese and out there and a wrap and a bagel. And I was like, I was about to dig in. I'm like, wait a second, we're coming back. I got the internal clock. You had your hands, and you were like elbow deep in salmon. And I said, I gotta pull the plug here and I'll let.
I'm sorry, I appreciate that. I mean, I didn't realize that we were on the short break, but now here we are. It's opening day and this is the way to celebrate. And that's exactly what they said. It's opening day celebration. And all of us baseball fans love the fact that our teams, at least here in New York, you know, there's a chance there could be a collision course once again, but it's probably unlikely given what's gone on here in Major League Baseball these days.
Well, way to poo-poo that.
Yeah, but I feel like both teams come back from spring training. The lineups are intact, except for a couple of players for the Mets. And, of course, Giancarlo Stanton not being a part of the lineup for the Yankees. But you know, it's going to be a new look. You know, they're going to have a new center fielder, a new first baseman. They're going to give Jason Dominguez a chance here now and see whether or not he belongs.
Yep.
I mean, and this is his year. This is his opportunity. It doesn't get much better than this, and there's high hopes for him.
Yeah, and you know, for these teams to recreate what happened last year, of course, it is going to be difficult. The Yankees making it all the way to the World Series. You can't imagine that the American League is going to be as easy this year as it was last year. And yes, that was a factor. You still had to beat those teams. You still had to get there, but it was an easy path with the Guardians and the Royals. Then you ran into the world champions and the Dodgers. And for the Mets, I mean, it's, you know, they don't have back-to-back success like that. It's rare. You know, in 99 and 2000, you know, they went NLCS and 99 World Series in 2000, but it doesn't happen like that a lot. So it's going to take, even though the team is better on paper, especially the lineup is better on paper, it will take a lot for them to get there because the division is tough, the National League is tough, but both teams, I mean, we're talking about the upper echelon of Major League Baseball. And for the Mets, getting Juan Soto, giving him the money that they gave him, bringing back Pete Alonso, you know, anything short of another appearance in the NLCS is going to feel like a failure.
Yes. Well, it's going to come down to staying healthy and playing all 162 games or playing the bulk of those games to the tune of 155, 150 games, something like that. And, you know, unfortunately for the Yankees and also the Mets, the pitching staffs have already taken their hits, but you know, this is what baseball is. It's a war of attrition, man.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, the injuries in baseball, we talk about it all the time. It's just mount and mount and mount and having depth and having a minor league system and guys that can come in and, you know, guys like Jose Iglesias doing what he did for the Mets last year. You need those things to get through 162 and then get into the playoffs. And there's one thing's for sure with the Mets. You're not going to get that dead feeling at the beginning of the season that you got last year where Gary Cohen, it was the famous clip of him saying, nobody in the ballpark. You know, down five runs, it's April, it's cold, this feels like rock bottom. And that's not happening this year. Because even if they are underachieving, that ballpark is going to be filled, there's going to be energy, people are going to be into it. All the season ticket packages have been sold. I mean, the Citi Field is going to be electric from day one all the way to day 81 in that building, and then hopefully beyond in the postseason. And Juan Soto was asked, I saw him with Jeff Pass in an interview that he was given, and he was asked about the pressure of the contract and do you think that's going to change him? And he said, no, because they gave me this money to be me, and all I know how to do is be me. So if I continue to do that, things should be good. So I like that attitude. I don't think he's going to get fat and happy and stop working. And I'd like to see him right up there in that MVP conversation with Shohei Ohtani at the end of the year.
You know, we're going to find out pretty quickly just how good the NL East is, because when you take a look at the Dodgers' schedule, they open with the Detroit Tigers, and then all of a sudden comes Atlanta, Philadelphia, and Washington. Three straight series in a row against the East, you know, the Eastern Division.
Yeah. Well, we know Atlanta's probably going to be really good. We know Philadelphia is going to be really good, and then after that, we know the Mets should be really good. So it's going to be a battle of those three teams. And, you know, to me, Philly scares me a little bit more than Atlanta this year. Atlanta will never go away. And I understand they had their injuries last year. But, you know, that Philadelphia team has been there before, just like the Braves. I think that they really hated the way that they went out last year. It felt like it was their year. They spend a ton of money. You know, that both those teams are just, I mean, and they're probably scared of the Mets, too. It just, it sucks that the Mets are hitting their peak when they've got two two really, really good baseball teams in their division and then a juggernaut in the league in the L.A. Dodgers, but it's not supposed to be easy, right?
You know, I heard BT talking the other day saying this has got to be Anthony Volpe's year. This is year three. He's got to really step up, and he's got to be the leader and all. And maybe he will be. To me, it's more Jason Dominguez than anything else. I'm like, this is a guy that they have written about, they've talked about, they've given some opportunities to. And I think to me, for him, for the Yankees and in that lineup, that to me is the money spot. If he comes through, then, you know, they'll forget about Juan Soto. I'm not saying he's going to become Juan Soto, but I'm just saying if he could just become the player that they're projecting, then I think all of a sudden the loss of Juan Soto is a little bit less taxing. For the Mets, it really comes down to me, it's Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso now is in the middle of a lineup, and he's got guys in front of him where he now no longer, it's not about those, you know, the team is up 6-1 or the team is down 7-1 and those home runs that don't mean anything. This is about a guy now that, you know, unfortunately for him, age played a part in it. His salary is reflective, I think, of what the Mets wanted to give him and how much they appreciate him. But they also know that they didn't want to give him a long-term contract. He has an opportunity of a lifetime. He should set the Met home run record. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he goes north of 50 again this year with this lineup.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.